Today's daf is Vachim daf Peivav, and we are at the Mishnah on the bottom of daf Peihei Amud Beis. So we're moving along here in the beginning of Perek HaMizbeach Mekadesh, the topic of which is the special power that the Mizbeach had to be Mekadesh a Dover Pasol. So ordinarily, a carbon that's Pasol, by definition, means it's Pasol HaKrava. So whether the carbon became Pasol because it was Tameh, it was Lan, it was Yotze, one of the Avodas were done with the Machshava that made the carbon Pasol. Whether it was a Pesach and a Chatas that was brought Shalei L'shma, there was a carbon Pigel, Chutz L'zmanoi, Chutzum Koimoi. The Halacha is the carbon's Pasol, which means that you cannot resume the Avodah. The Dam's not supposed to go on the Mizbeach. The Emurim aren't supposed to be burnt on the Mizbeach. The Basar wasn't supposed to be eaten. Stayed in that. There's a Chiddush. The Torah says, Kol Anegeya B'Mizbeach Yikdash. There's another pasuk that says hi ha oila, that once something is oila on the mizbeach b'aviyasa yehe, which tells us that the mizbeach had a special ability with its kedusha to be mekadesh a davar pasul. That said, that if a davar pasul goes on the mizbeach, it has an ability to now remain on the mizbeach. What does that relate to? Is it true only for dvarim that were ra'u le'ishim, things that went on the fire of the Mizbeach? Was it anything that went on the Mizbeach? What about oifis? What about menachas? So we saw there were several shitas in the Tanah. Additionally, is it true for all psulim, or are there exceptions? For example, Rabbi Yehuda's shita is that there's three miyutim in the parasha Mizbeach Mekadesh, prat le'nishchata balayla, nishpach dama, yachza dama chutz l'klam. Those would be examples, but you don't have the halacha Mizbeach Mekadesh. What happens if something went on the Mizbeach and now it came off the Mizbeach? Could I put it back on the Mizbeach? Maybe it depends on if it was mashlo behenar. So these are some of the sugyas that the Gemara discussed in the first few daf. And either now, the Gemara is going to go now, may inyan le inyan, but oise inyan. Zok the Mishnah, the elu im alu yer, do the following things. They are parts of a carbon, stating that even if they're oil on the Mizbeach, the halacha is yerdu. Number one, basar kachim kadashim, u basar kachim kalim, the flesh of a carbon, the chelik of a carbon that didn't have a din to be burnt on the marocha, the mizbeach, but rather had a din to be nechal. Whether it's kachim kadashim, that's only nechal lezichre kahuna, or whether it's kachim kalim, which was nechal lekayhanim or to the bailim, it doesn't matter. Being that basar, this basar, did not have a din to be burnt, but rather had a din to be eaten. So even if it goes on the mizbeach b'di'evet, it's pashit, the loch is yerdu. Additionally, moiser oimer, the leftover part of the oimer. The oimer was a mincha. So part of the mincha, like every mincha, went on the fire of the mizbeach. But the shirayim, the leftover, was eaten. So the leftover of the carbon oimer, meaning the chelik of the oimer that was supposed to be eaten, ushtei halechem, that was brought together with the kifsei atzeres on shvuas, v'lechem aponim, ushyori menachis, the leftover part of the mincha, meaning not the koimitz, the leftover, v'akteiris, or the kteiris, which had a din to go on the mizbeach, but it went on the mizbeach hapnimi, not on the mizbeach hachitza. In all these things, if they went on the mizbeach, the halacha is yerdu. What's the difference between this list and everything that we've been discussing at the beginning of the parak? Very simple. What we've been discussing at the beginning of the parak is something that has a din to be burnt on the mizbeach. The problem is it's pasul. So the chiddush is that even though it's pasul, still the zalacha of imalu lo yerdu, that the mizbeach is mekadesh the davar pasul. These things have no din to go on the mizbeach at all. We're talking about things that are a chelik of a carbon, but their din is to be nechal, not to be burnt. Over here, the halacha is not im alu lo yerdu, but rather over here, the halacha is im alu yerdu. If there's one chiddush, incidentally, in the reisha of this Mishnah, it's k'tayrus. Because k'tayrus really did have a din to go on the Mizbeach. It had a din to go on the Mizbeach hapnimi. It didn't have a din to go on the Mizbeach hachitza. And if you take a look at Rashi, Rashi clearly is bamerging this ha'ara, and that's for you. Rashi is bamerging the ha'ara, and Rashi's saying that the reason k'tayrus is different is because although the k'tayrus had a din to go on the Mizbeach, but the Mishnah, right at the beginning of the parak said that mizbeach mekadesh as a roi, that even though there's an ability for the mizbeach to be mekadesh, but it still would have to be roi. Keteiris, even though there's a din for it to go on the mizbeach, but it's not roi loy for the mizbeach achitzoy, and it's for that reason it too would be a malu yerdu. Another halach again, me inyan le inyan, but oise inyan. So we know that the carbon oila was the one carbon that was kulay kol. That meant that it had to be consumed entirely on the mizbeach. It's a little bit of a misnomer. Because the truth is, the oil was not completely burnt on the Mizbeach. Before the carbon oil was put on the Mizbeach, it had to be skinned. There was a mitzvah of hefshet. Hefshet meant you took the skin and the wool and everything that came along with it. It was removed from the carbon oil. What happened to the skin? It was given to the kayanim. Just like the zrika on every carbon was matir basar lachila, the zrika of the carbon oil was matir the ar. The kayan was allowed to take the ar and do whatever he wanted with it. It was something that was given over to the kayanim. Additionally, the only time there was a mitzvah's hefshet, that was only for the skin on the behema from the neck down. But the head itself, there was no mitzvah's hefshet, which meant that when you were taking the carbon oil, you were putting on the mizbeach, there was no skin, there was no wool, except for the head. Being that there's no mitzvah's hefshet on the head of the carbon, so now it's hadar dina that it's kulei kol, it was going to be completely burnt. So the Mishnah, hatzemesh b'rashik fashim, the wool that was on the head of the kvasim, the sarship is alkin tiyashim, or if you had a male keves that has a beard, v'atzamos v'hagidim, or the bones and the gidim of the carbon oila, v'akranayim, the horns of the carbon oila, v'atlafayim, the hooves of the carbon oila. So what's the halacha? Is it included in the halacha of kulei kala, or is it not included in the halacha of kulei kala? Meaning we know an oila is kulei kala. You skin it, but then you throw it all on the mizbech. Even the bones? What does kulei kala mean? It means everything, the gidim and the horns. Mamash, you take everything and you put it on the mizbech. Or maybe kulei kala means all the flesh. It means all the meat. In contrast to a chatas, that a chelik if it was nechal l'kayanim, a chelik if it was burnt on the mizbech, maybe when it comes to the carbon oil, it means all the meat. But in terms of things that are not meat, like the wool from the head, which doesn't have a mitzvah's hefshet, or the kranayim and l'fayim, etc. So it says the Mishnah depends. If they're attached to the rest of the oil, yalu, you put on the mizbech. Shenema, as the pasuk says, v'hikter ha-koyin es-hakoyin. Everything, meaning literally everything. Pirshu, if however they were separated, lo yal. Did Allah is lo yal, ushenemar, as the pasuk says, vasisa oiloi secha habasav adam. In other words, the Mishnah is saying that there's really two psukim that seem to be giving off contradictory suggestions. On the one hand, the pasuk says regarding the carbon oil, the hikter akoyen es hakoil. Hakoil is l'rabos. It sounds like everything. Mitzacheni v'asisa oilei secha. Again, talking about the same carbon, a carbon oil. What does the pasuk say? Habasar v'hadam. It sounds like only the basar and the dam of the carbon oil. It sounds like not the rest of the carbon oil. So which one is it? So the Mishnah answers. The Mishnah reconciles. The Mishnah says it depends. If it's attached, if it's mechubarim, that's v'hikter hakoyin es hakoil. If pirshu, if it was separated, then the halach is it's only v'asisa oilei secha habasar v'hadam. So the Gemara brings a braisa that elaborates. On this Tanur Rabban of Victor Hakoyin is Hakol Amizbeicha. When it says Hakoyin, the Rabbis Vatzomis Vagidim Vakrenayim Vatzlofayim, these four things mentioned in the Mishnah. Yachal Afilu Pirshu. I would have thought that even if those things are separated, still there's halacha to put it on the Mizbeach. Talmud Loimar Vasisoy Loisecha Habasav Adam. No, that you have the other pasuk. I Basav Adam. Yachal I would have thought Yachloit Skidim Vatzomis V'Yalav Basav Legabim Mizbeach. I would have thought that maybe Lekatchila you should go ahead and remove the Gidim and Vatzomis and only put the basar and the dam. No, Talmud loy mivehikta akoyin esako. Back and forth, and forth and back. Okay, it's okay. What's the bottom line? Michubarim, if the gidim and the atzomais is all attached to the meat of the carbon oil, yalu, al zen nemar vehikter hakoyin esako. Pirshu, if they were separated, afilu heim b'reish ha-mizbeach. Even if they're in the reish ha-mizbeach, yerdu, then the halacha is you remove the gidim and the atzomais and everything else, meaning al zen nemar v'asisa oiloisecha habasar v'adam. So essentially, the braisa is the Mishnah, but there's one thing that the Braisa says. The Braisa is Moisef Neufech, something that we didn't have in the Mishnah. And that is the Mishnah did not say Pirshu, if the Atzomois and the Gidim and the Krenayim and Tlofayim were separated, Yerdu, that they have to be taken off. That's something that the Braisa says. Pirshu, Afilu Heim B'Rosh HaMizbeach Yerdu. Our Mishnah just discussed, is there a mitzvah to put it on the Mizbech, or is there no mitzvah to put it on the Mizbech? If it's attached, there's a mitzvah to put it on the Mizbech. If it's not attached, then the halach is lo yal. But it doesn't say that even if it was already on the Mizbech, yerdu. That's something that the Braisa says, something that the Mishnah says. Now, if you take a look at Rashi, Rashi says that presumably this Braisa that the Gemara is going to discuss in greater detail is just a pirish in the Mishnah, meaning the Mishnah just never got involved in what happens if it's pirishu b'reisha Mizbech. Is there a din yerdu or is there no din yerdu? But Rashi says, presumably, this Braisa is explaining our Mishnah. Either way, the Gemara is going to explain this in a little bit more detail. Who is the Tana that holds? Even if it's Pirshu, meaning if the Gidim in that Soma is separated from the rest of the Basar, you have to take it down. Rabbi, the Tana we learned to the Brayso, Victor Akoinas Akol Hamizbecho LeRabbi Soat Somos VaHagidim VaHakronayim VaTlofayim Afilu Persh. So the Tana Kama, this Brayso is not like the Tana of our Mishnah. It's not like the previous Brayso that we just mentioned. He holds that the Hikta Akoinas Akol is LeRabbi the Gidim At Somos Kronayim Tlofayim, even if they were separated. VeLomani Mekayim VaSisa LeSecha Basvadam. So how does this Tana learn the pasuk of VaSisa LeSecha? Loimav Lachat to tell me a different halacha. Ikule Oyla Atamachzer. In the event that you already started burning, the haktara is taking place, and now the oila came out of the fire, or the gidim and the atzamis came out of the fire, so the only time you have a chiyuv to be machzer it back into the fire, that's the basar. That the basar is special. But in terms of the ikur din haktara, the ikur din haktara is true for the gidim and the atzomais and the kurnayim and the lafayim, even if it's pirshu, because for that you have the pasuk, the ikur koyen es hakoil hamizbech. Rabbi argues, and Rabbi says, kosav echad oimer, one pasuk says, vikta koyen es hakoil hamizbech, riba, which implies the entire oil. Kosav echad oimer, vasisa es hakoil hamizbech, adam miye. It implies only the basan adam. Haketzan mechubarim, yalu, if they're attached, yalu, pirshu, afilu heim beroish hamizbeach, yerdu. So who's the Tana, the Braisa, that holds that the only time there's a mitzvah to put all these parts of the oil on the mizbeach is if they're attached, and not just that, if they're detached. Not only is there no mitzvah to put on the mizbeach, but if it's detached, pirosh hamizbeach, you have that loch of yerdu. It's a mefurish braisa. It's Rabbi. In this second braisa, this machlik is Rabbi and the Tana Kama. Clearly, the first braisa that the Gemara brought is going aliba de Rabbi. So the bottom line is we have a machlikis tanaim with a stam mishnah and a stam braisa, but really it's a machlikis tanaim how to reconcile two psukim the parasha of Eila. On the one hand, the pasuk says vehikter hakoyin es hakoyl amizbecha. Hakoyl is always l'rabbis, even in the lashon of mishnah hakol l'rabbis, right? So hakoyl is always marba. It sounds like every single part of the Eila, not just the basar, not just the dam, but the gidim and that tzomos and the horns and the hooves. It's labidic. Everything, besides for what you skinned, every single aspect of the carbon oil was supposed to go on the mizbech. Mitzat sheni, it says, v'sisa iloy secha ha-basar v'adam. It sounds like only the basar, the dam. The dam, of course, there's a din zrika, and then you have the mitzvah of shvicha shirayim, and the basar. Meaning, in contrast to a regular carbon, which some of the basar was eaten, over here, all the basar. But as far as the gidim and atzom is kunayim tlafayim, it sounds like with regards to that, there is no din. So how do you reconcile the stira? So the Gemara said two mahalachim. One mahalach is our stam mishnah, which is that if they're mechuber, there's a mitzvah to put on the mizbeach. If they're detached, there's no mitzvah. Not only is there no mitzvah detached, but if it went on the mizbeach, yeah, the other sheet is that there's always a mitzvah to put it on the mizbeach. Where is it negay of asisa leitzach abasav adam regarding a different detail? Ikule oila ato machzer viato machzer the ikula. Meaning, if it was already in the fire and now it came out, you have to put it back in. Yes, for the basar. No, for the rest of the animal. Pirshu lo yalu. Rabzeiro said lo yishanu elo she pirshu klapi mato. The only time that lochi is that if it's pirshu, you don't put it on the mizbeach. That's if it was pirshu klapi mato. Avo klapi mailo. But if it went towards the mizbeach, kruve hu de ikrivu leikol. So Reb Zeira was coming to explain Rebbe Shita. Rebbe who said that the gidim that some is kunayim klafayim, if they were pirshu, even b'reish ha-mizbeach, taloch is yerdu. So he said the only time that's true is if it was pirshu away from the marocha. But let's say it was b'reish ha-mizbeach, it was pirshu b'reish ha-mizbeach, but not away from the fire, but rather towards the fire. So then we don't look at it as pirshu. We look at it as if you're doing the haktara already because it took a step or two closer to the fire. So we don't look at it as a pirshu, it sort of separated itself from the marocha. To the contrary, it's part of the marocha. So the only time the halacha is pirshu yeridu is if it's separated away from the fire. But if it went towards the fire, then you're not going to have that halacha. Freik de Gemara, is that true? Va'afilu pirshu? Doesn't make sense. The Gemara is not really mefarish what it means when it says vafilu pirshu. But if you take a look in Rashi's a little sasim as well. But vafilu pirshu, the Gemara says it doesn't make sense. I can't hear such halach. What's the difference if it was pirshu towards the fire or away from the fire? So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi, Rabbi said, Hachikar, I'll tell you what Rabbi Zeira meant to say. A completely different halach. Lo yishanu. This that halach is pirshu yerdu, that's only isha. Pirshu lachas rika. That's only if it got separated from the oila after the zrika. For pirshu kaitim zrika, but if it got separated before the zrika, aso yizrika. The zrika comes and it's matured. Afilu mebed minayu kata desakini. That you should be able to do whatever you want to do with it. The way Rashi explains the Gemara, that Rav Zeira was coming from a diak in the Mishnah or a diak in the Braisa. Rebbe said, Pirshu, if the gidim in that samois were Pirshu from the Basar, that loch is Yerdu. Yerdu sounds like, the way we look at it, is something that has Shaychis taktara, but there's a din Yerdu, as if it's it's a chelik of a carbon that has a din akrava, but now it became possible. That's yerdu. It's kachim psulim. Kachim psulim has a special shulchan aruch. You have to burn it. It's not a hefkervel. You can't just do whatever you want with kachim psulim. Says Rav Zeira, this that we treat the gidim and that samos as kachim psulim, that's only true if it was pirshu la'acha zrika. If at the time of the zrika, it was attached to the basa. But let's say it was pirshu before the zrika. So at the time that the zrika was done, it was already separate from the basa. Then, not only is there a din yerdu, we don't even look at it as kachem psulim. The nafkamina is you could use it. You'd be able to do whatever you want to do with it. And really, this halach of Rav Zeira is based on one of the important yesoidas in Masechet Zvachim, and that is that we know that Zrika served two functions. One function Zrika served is it was the mechaper. So if someone was chayv to bring a carbon chatos, he gives the carbon over to the kohen. If the kohen does shechita kabbalah hilacha, and then he stops, you don't get kapara. If he did the Zrika, he did get kapara. It doesn't matter if he ate it, if the akhtar, that's all shiori mitzvah. The zrika is the mechaper. If someone said, arei olai oila, he gave an oila over. If the zrika was done, he's not chayv to bring another carbon oil. If the zrika wasn't done, he's chayv to bring carbon oil. The koveya of the kapara is always the zrika. But zrika served another function. Zrika was always the matter. So everything that you were allowed, any fringe benefit, any perks that came along from bringing a carbon, was contingent upon the zrika. So the chelik of the carbon that was nechal, if there was a zrika, you could eat it. If there was no zrika, you couldn't eat it. So for example, any carbon that was nechal, besides for the oila, the zrika was matred. The oila, which the or, as we spoke at earlier, the kohen was allowed to benefit from, the zrika was matred, the carbon. So tainus the Gemara like this. If the gidim and atzamos was separate from the rest of the basar at the time of the zrika, so then we don't look at it as a carbon at all. Not just that, the zrika is matred to the kohen, and the kohen could use it, the Gemara says, as a handle for his knife. He could use it as a kata de sakini. We look at it as the art. It's something that he's going to be able to use. If at the time of the zrika was attached to the basar, so the zrika was already kaveya it, together with all the basar, which of an oila goes le haktara, so now we look at it as a chelik of a carbon that's laktara. So if it's attached and there's a mitzvah saktara, there's going to be a din aktara. If it's detached so that there's no mitzvah saktara, you can't look at it any better than kachim psulim. So at the very least, the halach is going to be emolu yerdu. But the point is, it's Reb Zeira was coming from a diak. Yerdu's mashmitz kachim. No, it's kachim psulim. That's not you can't use whatever you want for it. That's only true if it was attached to the basar at the time of the zrika. The zrika was kaveya it, that its heter is lahaktara. Its din is lahaktara. But if it was detached before the zrika, then when the zrika is kaveya it, it's kaveya that it's going to be mutter lehishtamshos, and therefore the kohen will be able to use it. Afilu mevad minayu kata desakini, says the Gemara.
You shouldn't put it back up men isha memena once it's mutter.
The what?
Isha memena, the drash, concerned with Allah, men isha, the
word. Right, right.
Once you have a matri gazach, you shouldn't.
You're not allowed to put it at that point. Right, it's more than that. Not over, exactly. Right, meaning the din. Right, the din. It's like the beginning of the daf where the Mishnah spoke about the Moisir Oimer and the Shtei Alechem. It has no sheiches whatsoever. It's mutter. It's right, matunish. Exactly. It's like chulin even almost. Exactly. Very good. But the Gemara says that this whole halacha that Savalaki Hado Am Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shmuel. It's really based on something Rabbi Shmuel said. Rabbi Shmuel said Nema Lo Yeh Ba'Ilu. It says Lo Yeh by the carbon. Nema Lo Yeh Ba'Ashem. And it says Lo Yeh by the carbon Ashem. Mat Ashem Matzvo Yisem Mutarim. Just like the carbon Ashem, that Samois of the carbon Ashem become mutter with the Zrika. Af Oilat Samois Mutar. And so too, but the carbon oila, that somas are going to be mutter as well. Meaning, Rav Zeira was saying a chiddush that the zrika has an ability to be matter that somas of the carbon oila. That's based on this gzera shava. We learn it from the carbon ashem. Says the Gemara mufni. This gzera shava must be mufna. We know gzera shava could be mufna or not mufna. What's the difference? push it ivritaych. What does Gzeir Shava Mufna mean? It means that if the word or one of the words that are being used as the building blocks of this Gzeir Shava are extra. So yeah, if you have a word in the Torah that's an extra word and you're using it now for Gzeir Shava, you have what's called Gzeir Shava Mufna. Gzeir Shava that's not Mufna would mean where the word is not extra. So let's say, for example, you wanted to make Gzeir Shava with the word Bereshis. Bereshis Bara Lekim Es HaShemayim VeHaRetz. The word Bereshis in the beginning is not extra. It's a very important word. So obviously, it's not an extra word. Stating that, you could still use it for Gzeir Shava. It just won't be Gzeir Shava Mufna. What's the difference between Gzeir Shava Mufna and not Mufna? If the Gzeir Shava is Mufna, it's bulletproof. You can't ask any kashas. So you can have kashas from Haim Bezmargin, but the bottom line is, because it's Mufna, it's based on an extra word, you have no gerech to ask a kasha. When Gzeir Shava is not Mufna, so then already there's some gray area, you have a right to ask a kasha. Says the Gemara, this Gzeir Shava better be Mufna. You're making Gzeir Shava, that's just like by the Karban Asha. The Atzomis Amutter, so to the Oila, if the Atzomis was separated from the Basra at the time of the Zrika. Not an easy Gemara. They're also going to be Mutter, based on Gzeir Shava Lo Yeh, it better be Mufna, the Eloi Mufni, because if it's not Mufni, Ikele Mifrach. I'll ask you a very obvious question. Malo Ashan Shekem Besorim Mutter. An Ashan, the Atzomis Amutter, because the Basra is Mutter. But the Oila with the Basra is Aser, who said that Atzomis should be Mutter? So the Gemara says, you're right, Lo Yeh, you say Rekziv, the word Lo Yeh is extra, and because it's extra, the Gzeir Shava is in fact Mutter, is Mufna. Says the Gemara, Masa Rav Adabar Havo, Rav Adabar Havo asked the Kasha, Atzomis kachim, the bones of kachim, lifnei zrika, ma'ilam ahem, before zrika, there's mi'ilo, la'acha zrika, once you do zrika, ey ma'ilam, there's no mi'ilo anymore. What's the difference? Just like the basa becomes mutter after zrika, which by definition means there's no mi'ila, that's almost also become mutter after the zrika. Again, there's no mi'ila. V'shel oila, the carbon oila, however, mayalim bahen la'oila. There's always mi'ila. It sounds like even after zrika, there's going to be mi'ila. And even if it was pirshu, before the zrika, la'acha zrika, there's still going to be mi'ila. How does this stem with what we just said? It says the Gemara, you're right, it's good kasha. Ema, we have to do a little surgery here. Vishal oila, if it was a carbon oila, then pirshu lifnei zrika ein ma'alim b'hem. Then you're right, if it was pirshu lifnei zrika, there's not going to be mi'ila. It's only an oila that was pirshu la'achar zrika ma'alim b'hem la'oilam. That's when there's going to be mi'ila la'oilam. And the Gemara says, well, please, Rabbi Laza, this is not like Rabbi Laza. Rabbi Laza said, just the opposite. Pirshu lifnei zrika ma'alim b'hem. If it was pirshu before zrika, the halacha is, there is mi'ila la'achar zrika. If it was pirshu la'achar zrika, then loy nenim, there's no iser hanah. You're not allowed to have hanah, but loy moilim, at the same time, there's not going to be an iser milos. You have to know exactly what shita's Rabbi Loza is, ayin rashi. But the bottom line is, Rabbi Loza's shita is the exact opposite of everything that we just said. Bottom line, fight. Says the Mishnah, v'kulon. What's v'kulon going back on? So Rashi says it's going back to the beginning of the parak. Hamizbech mekadesh asaroyloi. So you have a chilek of a carbon that's possible, that's on the mizbech. And now, because of the chayim of the fire, of the maracha, it fell off the mizbech. So the halach is lo yachse. You don't put it back on the mizbech. V'chein gacheles shepok megabe mizbech. What happens if a coal fell out of the marocha onto the floor? Lo yachse, you don't put it back on. Another halach, evarim shepaku me'al gabi ha-mizbeach. And this next halach is going to be the topic of the rest of the daf. We're discussing not mizbeach mekadesh psuim, but rather the evarim of the carbon that had a din to go on the mizbeach, regular emurim ksherim. It was in the fire, it's burning, and now it was paka, it jumped off. Right? It fell off the mizbeach. So what's the halach? Do I have to put it back on the mizbeach? Or do I have to be mashlim the haktara? Or do we say, no, I started it, so now I'm good. Maybe I don't have to do it again. Says the Gemara, koidim chatzois, if this all went down before chatzois, meaning before chatzois, it springed off the marocha, yachzer, then you have to put it back on. Umoylameh. And not just that, if you have hanah, you're going to be over the ismaila. And the two are Tali Zebezet. It's the flip side of the same coin. If you have to put it back on the Mizbeach, it means it's Loi Nasis Mitzvasai. You still have a din. You have to use it. You still have to give it up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If that's the case, it's Kodshei Hashem. If you have enough from it, you're a Mayel. Acha Chatzais, if it's after Chatzais already, Lo Yach, so you don't have to worry about it. Additionally, the Ein Mayel of Him, there's not going to be a meal. Shem Shem Mizbeach Mekadosh is a Roi Loi. Just like the Mizbeach is Mekadosh, Adav Roi, Kacha Kevesh Mekadosh. The ramp leading up to the Mizbeach had the ability to be Mekadosh as well. Pashut, it sounds like the Kevesh was a Chelik look at the Mizbeach, right? Yesh Lacha. Is the Kevesh part of the Mizbeach? Or is the Kevesh not part of the Mizbeach? It'd be many, many Nafkaminas. I'll give you another Nafkamina. Zrika Shalevim Kaimai. Zrika Shalevim Kaimai is Kimme Kaimai Dami. So what happens if you do a Zrika on the Kevesh? So obviously there's no mitzvah Zrika on the Kevesh. But we know Zrika Shalevim Kaimai is Kimme Kaimai Dami. Al-Kalpanim with regards to Kapara. So what if somebody did a Zrika on the Kevesh? Is it Kim Kaim Meidami? Or is it Lav Kim Kaim Meidami? So tonight is hashtag no raid, but Bezrat Hashem, maybe we'll get into it one day this week. But here it's a Mishnah. We need a whole Mishnah for this. Kishem Shem Mizbech Mekadosh Asaroyloi, Kacha Kevesh Mekadosh Asaroyloi. Kishem Shem Mizbech Vakevesh Mekadosh Asaroyloi. Additionally, just like the Mizbech and the Kevesh have an ability to be Mekadosh, Kacha Kele Mekadosh. That's the topic of the next staff. But Al-Kalpanim Zok to Gemara. So the Mishnah said a halacha that if you had a varim, again, a varim of a carbon that's kosher, and it was pakum al gabe amizbeach, so you put it back on the mizbeach, you don't put it on the mizbeach. So the Mishnah gives a very interesting halacha. You know what it depends on? Depends on what time it is. Before chatzos, then the halacha is you have to put it back on the mizbeach. Mi'ila, asham mi'ila is very, very chomer. If it's already after chatzos, then you're good to go. Zok to hechi dami, I don't understand. Why is it tolly? It's tolly in chatzos? What do you think it should be tolly in? Should be telling how well done it is, right? Is it medium rare? Is it well done? I mean, that's really what it should depend on. L'chura, look at the Evarim, look at the Emurim, and see whether they were burnt or not. So, Frey de Gemara Manoshach, Ide Isbu Mamish, if there's something left, then Afilu Lacha Chatzais, meaning if it wasn't cooked yet, if it wasn't grilled yet, then you should have to put it back on even after Chatzos. And either last boom amish, if it's already burnt crisp, then Afilu Kadum Chatzos Nam Yuloi. So, what does Chatzos have to do with anything? But really, shouldn't it be totally in the status of the meat itself? So the Gemara, like Tzricha B'Shriri, it's talking about where it was somewhere Nishtahi Nishtaher. Rashi explains it was already hardened. Koshin Sheniskashu Machmasa Ish Sheshotu Bekulam V'Nisrafu Ela Shalay Nasu Pacham. But it's not coals yet. Ela Ke'etzim Yaveshim Oiske Trichin and Holtz Mitaycham. It's point is that it's at a point where you can hear that the Haktorah was already done. But then again, if you kept it on the fire a little bit longer, you know, you could. There's still work to do. It's mitzvah for yofalai. What's that?
Arbitrary time.
So that's the next part of the Gemara. So it says the Gemara, that's why, in terms of the Evarim, I can hear it each way. So that's not the Keveya. What then is the Keveya? So we said Chatzoy. So is Chatzoy just an arbitrary time? That's the next Gemara. Amara, Menani Mili. And what's the second Menani Mili? Zokrashi. Tipe Chatzoy is Talia Milsa. How do you know it's Tali in Chatzoy? I mean, you find this man of Chatzoy. I mean, Kaiman. But, you know, there's Makairis to it. Right? So where does the time of Chatzoy come from? Says the Gemara. Another classic, a Zvachim classic. Amara, of course, one Pasik says, Kola Laila Vehikte. Because of Echadoymer, another Pasik says, Kola Laila Vehere. How do you reconcile that? Chokeyu, you divide the night into two. Chetzio lehaktara, v'chetzio leharom. So the background to this drasha, a psukim right in the beginning of Parshas Tzav, which ironically is also the psukim that is the makar, according to some tanam, to the whole halacha of Mizbech Mekadesh. So Parshas Tzav begins, Tzavis aharim v'zbon of lema, zoyis teras ha'oyla, hi ha'oyla, right, this is the carbon oil, which was burnt. It's al moikta, it's on the fire, al ha-mizbeach, on the mizbeach, kol ha-layla, the entire night, ad ha-boiker, until the morning, ve'esh ha-mizbeach tukad boy. So Perek Vav Pasuk Beis, and Parashat Sav says, that what are you supposed to do with the carbon oil? You're supposed to put it on the fire of the mizbeach, and it's supposed to be there, kol ha-layla, ad ha-boiker. The next Pasuk says, v'lov ha-shakoy midei bad, u'michnesei bad yilbol shabasar. When was the Haktara done? It was done at night. Now, the next morning, the Hirim HaSadeshen, a Kohen would come, they would make a goyrel, and he would be mekayim the mitzvah of Trumas HaDeshen. So he would take the deshen, asher toich ha-lo-esh, that the fire consumed, es ha-oilo, al-mizbeach, v'same, he would put it etzel ha-mizbeach. So the Torah tells me the mitzvah of Haktara, and then the Torah tells me the mitzvah of Trumas HaDeshen. It's interesting that the Torah never tells you when you're supposed to do the Trumas HaDeshen. I mean, everything was so miduktak when it came to the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. Yet, for some reason, the Torah doesn't tell me when to do the Trumas HaDeshen. Now, you're going to say, Torah didn't have to tell me. Because it says that the Haktorah was supposed to be Kol HaLayla Ad HaBoker. And then the next Pasuk says, Vahirim HaSadeshen. So it sounds like you let it burn the whole night, and then first thing in the morning, you go ahead and you do the Trumas HaDeshen. I hear. But the Gemara, initially at least, is not so happy with that. And the Gemara says, you know what I think? I think that the Torah sandwiched the Zman of Kol HaLayla Ad HaBoker between two Avodas. Between the Haktara and between the Trumas HaDeshen. Meaning, so is Teiras Oila, Hi Oila, Al Moikto, Al Mizbeach, that's Haktara. What's this man? Kol HaLayla Ad HaBoker. And then it says, right afterwards, V'herim Esadesh. So Kol Alayla Adabayk is going back, Sai on the mitzvah of Akhtara, Sai on the mitzvah of Chum Esadesh. As if to say, the whole night you do Akhtara, and the whole night you clean up the Marocha. Okay, it can't be. Because they're two contradictory things. On the one hand, you're letting it burn. On the other hand, right? Are you grilling or are you cleaning up? Which one are you doing? So you have to decide. So up to Gemara, you now you give zechen etzuch, okay, or you take the night, you cut it in half. That's how you get chatzos. The first half of the night, that's the zman of Akhtara. The second half of the night, that's the zman of Chumas Hadeshin. So for that reason, if something falls off before Chatzos, it's still in the Zman Akhtar, you put it back on. If something falls down after Chatzos, it's already the Noch the Zman Akhtar, it's already the Zman of Chumas Hadeshin. That's where the Loch is. You don't put it back on. Speak to Gemara, Masr Rav Kahana. Now, the Rav Kahana is going to understand, and we're going to see that Rav Kahana made a mistake. But at least Rav Kahana in his Havamina was, he understood that what Rav was trying to say was there's a Zman of Akhtar and there's a Zman of Chumas Hadeshin, as if you draw an imaginary line in the night. The first half of the night, up until Chatzos, that's the Zman of Akhtara. From Chatzos, Me'elach, it starts the Zman of Chumas Hadeshin. As if to say, if I asked you, when are you supposed to do Chumas Hadeshin? Chatzos. That's when you're supposed to do it. Faith to Gemara, is that true? It's a Mishnah. B'chol yoyim tayim esam esbech l'kreis hagever. Every morning, when would the Kayin do Chumas Hadeshin? Mikreis hagever. So the Shaila, what kreis hagever means. Pasha the Gever is the rooster. But some say there was a vecker. Right? There was a person, he had a job. The Shaila, and his job was to make sure that the Eilim woke up. But either way, mikreis hagever, it's the morning already. Oy samuch loy, you know, give or take. Milfanov, oy meachrov, ish. Right? B'yei makipurim, an yom kippur. It was done earlier. It was done mechatzos. Beregalim on Yontif, it was done even earlier. Bashmura harishayna of Brachas Dav Beis fame. But either way, so what's the zman of when you're supposed to do Chumas Hadeshin? And it depended on the day. Most days of the year, it was done mikreis hagever. It was done around Aleis HaShachar time. On Yom Kippur, they did it chatzos. And on the Yom Tovim, they did it on the Shmurish. Feit Rav Kahana, v'is holkadaitach mechatzos deiraisa. If you're going to tell me that when it says, kol alayla ad boiker, chokeyu, that midayraisa, there's a mitzvah to do the Chumas Hadeshin from chatzos, heichi mekadminon, and we'll read the parentheses, the first two words of the parentheses, the heichi meachrinon. What's the kasha? Number one, how could you do it before chatzos on Yontif? On Yontif, if you do it me'ashmura rishayna, that's before chatzos. If this man is me'chatzos, how can you be makta before the chatzos? Ve'hechi me'achrin, how can you do it later? Every day they used to do it me'kreis hagever. How are you allowed to do it later? Okay, that's not such a big kasha. But Tosfos says, you know what the Gemara means? So it doesn't make any sense. If this is man of chatzos, then mitzadecha you find they did it earlier. That's for sure wrong. And mitzad sheni on a regular day, this is like zrizus kayanim zrizim. So they're not going to be mekayim zrizim makdimim lemitzvus. They're going ahead the first avodah that was done every day. You woke up late. So how do you understand that? So the Gemara says not Ella, but rather Amar Rabbi Yechanan. So again, we read vehechi machrina in the parentheses and Ella. But whenever something's in parentheses, a shaila if it's supposed to be in the gersa. So Pasha, you read vehechi Ma'achrin Ella sounds like all three words. It's rather two separate nidoinim in the Rishonim. There's one nidin in the Rishonim whether Vehechi Machrinon should be in parentheses, and there's another nidin whether Ella should be in the parentheses. So we were geiris. That's the position we're taking. No, we're taking Vehechi Ma'achrin. Ella's already a whole different mahalach in the Rishonim. It's talking about Amr Rabbi Yechanan. Ella would suggest it's a nupshat. So Pashat the Rishonim learned Rabbi Yechanan's not saying a nupshat. He's being mefarish Rav. He's telling Rav Kahana, you don't understand what Rav is saying. No. You want to know the Zman of Chumas Hadeshin, the Zman of Chumas Hadeshin is as follows. I'll tell you. It says, Kol Alayla Ad Boiker. Kol Alayla Ad Boiker tells me the Zman of Chumas Hadeshin. But really, any idea is Ad Boiker. I know Kol Alayla is Ad Boiker, right? That's not exactly, we know that. Ma Tamalim Ad Boiker, Tain Boiker, the Boiker is Shalayla. That there's a new Boiker when it comes to Kachim. This Boiker, Rashi says about Lisa Shachar, Obisidah Tzveta Boiker. And that Tzveta Boiker is something that's really open for interpretation. We could decide when exactly we want that boiker to be. This is the boiker of the avoda. The first avoda every day was the Chumas Hadeshin, right? Incidentally, it's interesting. The first avoda was really cleaning up for the previous day's avoda. It goes to show that, I think Rav Shamsul Falher says, is that the idea was, is that we're a hemshuch. You're never starting from scratch. We're always building on what was done previously. The first avoda was a continuation of what was done earlier. But al kaponim, satein boiker, le boikroi shalaylo. Hilkach. So what is this? Again, it's open for interpretation. It's a kol yoyim, every day mikrei sagever sagi. Every day, the chachamim felt that what's the boiker for the avoda? Mikrei sagever, that's when the day starts. That's the bright time to do Truma Sadesh. B'yem Kippurim on Yom Kippur, mishum chul shel kohen gadol, it's a pashav shah, mishum chul shel kohen gadol had to do all the avoda on Yom Kippur. Being that the kohen gadol had to do all the avoda on Yom Kippur, so we didn't want the kohen gadol to be, you should have to rush. So we started the day a little bit earlier, like this, he can be a little bit more galassin, he could take his time. So we started already from Chatzos. That's when he started doing it. Nirgalim on Yontif, the Nefishi Karbonos, where there were so many Karbonos, the Kadmi Asi Yisrael, because so many Yidin came, Mashmuris and Rishonim, they started Mashmuris and Rishonim. Kidatani Sefer, as the Sefer that Mishnah says, Lehoisa, Kriyas, Agav, Magaz, Acha, Hoisa, Azor, Malay Yisrael, that there were so many Yidin. What does that mean? It means that had we waited until Kriyas Agav, which is the time they did it every day, there would have been so many Yidin in the Azara, it actually would have been hard. Say some Rishonim, for the Kohen to have been able to make it. You know, Machplatz, you'd have to start literally, you know, parting the Red Sea in order for the Kohen to be able to get out of the Azara. There were so many Yidden there, it was impossible to get out. So it's for that reason they decided that they're going to go ahead and they're going to do it earlier.
But did it go up? Wasn't it consumed inside?
Oh, so some of it was on the side. Oh. Right. So some of it was put on the side, but I think some of it had to be taken out as well, right? I think so. Yeah. So the kids are like this. So the kids, what are we saying? We're saying like this. Rav said a halacha. Again, let's backtrack. The Mishnah had said that if you're in the middle of burning the emurim, and then the emurim jumped out of the fire, you have to put it back. You don't have to put it back. Up until chatzos, you put it back. La chatzos, you don't have to put it back. Where did we come up with chatzos from? It says the Gemara, because it says kol alai lad boiker minigay akhtar. It says kol alai lad boiker with regards to Trumas Hadash and Hokkei. It's at Hokkei. You divide the night into two. Now the Gemara thought, Rav Kahana did, that when Rav said that, what he meant to say is that the Zman of Akhtar is still chatzos, and from chatzos, it's not the Zman of Akhtar anymore. Here, two forward, the Zman is to start cleaning up after the Akhtar. That's it. We close the grill. Now we're moving forward. Now we're starting to clean up. The party's over. Right? That's the pashup shot of the way you would understand it. And if that's the case, it sounds like the Zman of the Trumas Hadeshin was when? The Zman of Trumas Hadeshin was from Chatzos. Freit the Gemara, it can't be. Because we say sometimes they did it before Chatzos, and almost all the time they did it after Chatzos. So it's not mashma that the Zman was Chatzos. Zot Gemara, you're right. Rav never meant to say the Zman was Chatzos. You want to know what the Zman is? Boiker Sheni. It's open for interpretation. Do whatever's the most practical. And that's why you find the difference manner depending on what was the most practical thing to do at that day. This drosha of kol alai lad boiker that it says regarding Akhtara, and it says kol alai lad boiker with regards to the mitzvah of Trumas Hadeshin as well, and the Gemara Darshan's Cholkeyu, Chetzi la'Akhtara, Chetzi la'Aroma, is a drosha that was said exclusively with regards to the halach of this Mishnah. It's not a drosha that's defining the Zman of Trumas Hadeshin. The Zman of Trumas Hadeshin, that's ad boiker. Boiker Sheini, that's Koyveya Dazman of Trumas Hadeshin, not Chatzos. This halach of Chokeyo, Chatzi lahaktari, Chatzi lechumas Hadeshin, again, it's not regarding when the Zman of Trumas Hadeshin is. What it's telling me is this halach, what happens if a varim were pokum yagabi on Mizbeach? Up until Chatzos, we look at it as a Zman Akhtar, you put it back on the Mizbeach. Lach Chatzos, you don't look at it as Zman, you look at it as Zman Haramah, and if you don't put it back on the Mizbeach. But it's a Zman that relates specifically to one line in one Mishnah, Perek Mizbech Mekadesh. That's the whole significance and relevance of that halacha. It's not a general drosha that's being kaveh at the Zman of Trumas Hadeshin. What's being kaveh at the Zman of Trumas Hadeshin is the Boiker Sheni. This halacha is specific with regards to the halacha of Chalkeyu as it relates to this halacha. So again, there's two big memories that the Gemara mentioned there on Pevav and Beis. One is Chalkeyu. You divide the night into two. Chetzi la'aktore, chetzi la'aroma. And the other one is Tein Boiker, le'boiker o'shal. There's a second Boiker that you're supposed to have. There are two droshas, both in the halachas of Trumas Hadeshin, but it's not the same halacha. Backwards. Tein boiker leboiker shalayla. That's the Zman of Trumas Hadeshin. It says kol alayla ad boiker. It didn't have to say ad boiker because we know kol alayla means ad boiker. That's what comes after layla. So I'd have to say ad boiker to tell me that there's a new boiker and it's open for interpretation, and literally every single day the Chum have a right to sit down. When do we think is the best time today to do Trumas Hadeshin? And Yontif it was one day, Yom Kippur was another day, and the rest of the year was another day, another time. And at the bottom line is that that's based on Tein boiker leboiker shalayla. That's one drasha. The second drasha, again from the same pasuk, it says kol alayla ad boiker, sandwiched between the haktara and the Trumas Hadeshin. It's mashma. The whole zman of layla has a shaychis to haktara and Trumas Hadeshin. It can't be because they're contradictory ideas. Must be chalkeo. You cut the baby in half. Chetzi la'ktora, v'chetzi la'aroma. What's that negate? Not the Zman HaRoma. Zman HaRoma is tame boikru l'boikru shalayla. It's like a specific halacha. If a varin spring out of the eish of the maroch, do I have to put it back or I don't have to put it back? Up until chatzois, we look at it as a Zman of aktora, Zman of equal. Put it back on. Acha chatzois, you don't put it back on. Shkoich everybody for coming. Shkoich for Zevi for helping make it happen. And I get the vach.